Talk Radio Show, Live Your Music. I'm your host, Margo Joy Denader. I'm a coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. My guest for today's show is my inspiring friend, Deborah Oakland. Deborah is the author of an inspiring book titled Change Your Movie, Change Your Life, and she's also the founder of Living in Courage Online, a spiritual oasis for overcoming life's biggest challenges. Today we'll be talking about love, her book, and how changing the script for your movie can change your life. Welcome, Deborah.
Hi, Margo. Thank you for inviting me to the show. I'm so excited to talk about love, one of the best qualities in all of life.
Totally. And, you know, just as you were saying that, the song, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love, came to mind, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, we definitely need more love in this world. I mean, and the thing is, you can never have too much love. That's the thing, you know. And
love and compassion. Kindness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Important
so
things,
related.
Especially right now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And also to start realizing that we all are more alike than we are different. I think that, you know, I like to look for what's good in people, and I have to admit, some people it's a little challenging to find it, but there's usually some good in everyone. You know? And
there
some
is.
People, yeah. Yeah, and then there's some people like you, though, that go around being like this ray of sunshine for everybody, you know, reminding us to enjoy life. I was so
well, I figure if I'm here, I'm going to enjoy it.
Me too. Yeah. Enjoy the journey.
Exactly.
Oh,
and
we are in
a great big movie. We're in a great big movie, and we're just on the screen of life, and we can decide how we want our script to play out in the larger picture of the ultimate movie.
You know, I love so much that whole idea of yours of comparing our lives to movies and about the scripts and the characters that are in the movie and the lighting and the locations and, you know, just everything. It's just, you know, the whole idea of, you know, you can edit movies. Why not edit our life so that it is more pleasing to us if it's not pleasing already, or just to make it
mm-hmm.
different and make it more fun and more interesting. But yeah, finding ways to enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, today I wanted to focus on concept 3 in your book, which is love, all in caps, L-O-V-E, love. Okay. And then
yep.
you have a question under it, what's love got to do with it? And I just love what you say at the very beginning, too. The word love carries the highest of vibrations. Love is a concentrated, positive, magnetic quality in every human heart. The heart generates the largest electromagnetic field produced in the body. As we shift our emotions, we are changing the information encoded into the electromagnetic fields radiated by the heart. That is so awesome. I love it.
Thank you. Well, everything's energy, and we can shift that energy. I mentioned in, I don't know which chapter it's in, I talked about, say you're in a conversation with someone, they're being extremely negative, or they're
mm-hmm.
being hurtful, they're just saying things that don't resonate with you and your frequency of happiness, joy, and love,
mm-hmm.
just chant silently, I choose peace, I choose love, I choose peace, I choose love. And the funniest thing happens is they kind of just like walk away or in the conversation because the energy shifted and they can't connect with you anymore.
I love that reminder. I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've just been reading Serena Dyer and Sage Dyer's book, The Knowing, that's about
uh-huh.
what they've learned from their dad. And they talk about that a lot in there as well, about the whole idea of I choose peace. I can choose peace instead of this
mm-hmm.
or whatever, you know, and to focus on peace. And It's amazing how peaceful it makes you feel, though, when you say that.
Well, it is, and it works because it's like I said, it's energy, and if they're sitting there saying something negative or hateful or in anger, and you're reacting to that, not responding, your reaction will mingle that energy with theirs, and the outcome won't be good. But if you can step aside and just keep that peace within you and keep that energy flowing, no matter how irritated you get, then that energy has to shift.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
I like
you're
that.
So right. And what you said, two important words there, too. I'm so into words. And you said react versus respond. And
right.
There is such a difference, and reacting is usually out of anger or you know, some sort of negative feeling, it seems like to me, what I've noticed. And responding means that you've taken a breath and you've chosen how you're going to respond to the situation. So,
yeah. Right. And in my book, I talk about, if possible, take 3 days to respond. By then, everybody's cooled their jets. You know, everybody's rethought the conversation. They're kind of like, okay, let me think about their perspective. And maybe you get a much better outcome just because you took that time and didn't say something that you would regret later.
Wow. That is really good advice. I don't think I have ever heard anybody say to wait 3 days, but that, you know, that definitely, when I think back on some of the things that where I have reacted too quickly, if I had waited even a day, but 3 days especially, would have really made a difference. So,
well, it's releasing old patterns too, which is reacting. It's an old pattern. And responding is something that you can repattern. I also say, how can we expect to overcome limiting experiences if we aren't open to releasing old patterns no longer benefiting our life?
Yeah, that's so true. And, it's, you know, so many people, and myself included at times, get afraid of change. You know, because there's so much change that comes at us in the world just naturally all the time. And so, and it's funny because your book's title is Change Your Movie, Change Your Life. But it's reminding us that change can be fun. Change can be beautiful. Change can be full of love and joy and happiness and creativity and all sorts of things like that, too. You know, it just...
I talk about adaptability. We have to be able to adapt to change, or change can destroy us. And
right.
if we cannot adapt and move with the flow, we're not in the flow of life, because life's constantly changing. It's not going to stop and just be the same because somebody doesn't like change. It doesn't work that way. And then as we begin to reorient our focus towards being in the moment, that attunes us to all life, being in that present moment.
Oh, yeah. The present moment is where joy lives. I read that somewhere or heard it somewhere years and years ago, and it's so true. It's like whenever I can stay in my present moment and just enjoy what's beautiful or what's happy or what's love or what's joy or like Bender sleeping on my desk while we're doing this.
Yeah.
This podcast, you know, I mean, it reminds you, I guess, like you said, grounds you and reminds you to focus on the things that are good and are great and are fun in your life instead of the things that you can't change or all the busyness that we all have, you know.
Right. Well, in the chapter on love, I say, I write, changes will occur, bringing with them opportunities for growth, making us stronger, more resilient, and better equipped to handle every ad lib life sends our way. I've been faced with many opportunities in my life requiring me to improvise, and I've found performing from a place of love serves to save the scene. And when I respond from a centered place of love, I'm allowing the flow of the light of love to illuminate the situation and spotlight the need. When the response comes from love, from the heart, where it lives, before the analysis of the critique of the mind, the emotion is calming and the words are healing. So there's not one person who gets through life without varying degrees of difficulty. But how we learn to handle challenges determines the quality of our life. And that all comes into conscious choice again. What choices are you making? And that's why I wrote these different stories in the book, one that is a positive and one that it shows what can happen if you choose the negative road and what path will lead to that. And I show different outcomes in each concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that you do that. It's just so cool how you read. They're usually toward the end of the chapter. And
yes.
I love that, though. I mean, the one that you wrote for this one for Concept 3, which is fresh in my mind because I just read that one, is so powerful. I mean, it's just so powerful how the young boy lost his dad left when he was 10 and so on and so forth, and what happened if he went one way, and then how you rewrote the script, and all of a sudden it was like wonderful, joyful life and happy ending and everything. You know what I mean? It's just, and it was so little that had to change. It's just he had
really,
to be willing to change.
Yes. And in the first concept is my true story. The rest I wrote and I made up, which represent a great section of life, each story. But in the first one, I wrote about what would have happened when we got the call that my son was killed in a car accident when he was 21.
Right.
I wrote what could have happened if it would have been, I had fallen apart and it destroyed me and my life and my marriage. And then I wrote what did happen and how it brought us closer together and brought strength and support and love and how that healed everything. And each chapter is a different story of that. And it really is about conscious choice and choosing love in all aspects of life to pull you through.
Yeah, I think conscious choice of choosing love is, boy, that's definitely so important. You know, that story that you told in the beginning of the book, in the first one, and how long ago was that your son, you lost your son?
He was 21. He would now be, I'm not good with numbers, I'm really bad, 45.
So,
and I feel,
you know,
25.
Yeah, but anyway, so you weird. And Cody, though, have been, you know, still in love and still together all this whole time, and it's because of how you rewrote the script of which way it went after that happened. Because being a mom of a 31-year-old, I can't even imagine how awful that would be at any age, not just at 21 or younger or older or whatever, but yeah, I mean, your book can help so many people to rewrite their script of what they're going to do after they've maybe lost something, like someone, like during this last year, there's a lot of people that could probably benefit by reading your book so that they could do that as well, because, you know, so many people have lost people that they love during the last year.
They have, and I had an inspiration this weekend. There's a wonderful place here called Laura's House, and they take in women who are abused, women and children, and they keep them safe.
Mm-hmm.
And we donate everything that we can to Laura's House, and what they have is stores where you walk in and you can buy anything for your house, but the women that come to them can go in and pick anything they want out for free. And I'm thinking I'm going to take some books over there because these women are in the midst of changing their movie, changing their life. And talking to the manager or whoever runs Laura's House and asking if I can donate some books to these girls, to these women.
I think that's an absolutely wonderful idea. I'm getting chills. It's just to have your
influence, it's a way of giving
during
back.
That really rough time that they're going through, and would be so wonderful. And
also the stories of this choice. You made this choice and it turned out this way, and you made this choice mm-hmm. and it turned out wonderful. And maybe they didn't make such great choices in their life. At times, maybe they married someone who was abusive, or someone who was on drugs, or they were on drugs. And it's something that I feel would be of benefit to these women.
I totally
agree.
So I'm
going to move forward with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that idea. And I think I definitely highly recommend your book for anyone who would like to even just improve their life, but especially for people who have lost someone or who feel lost
mm-hmm.
right now. You know,
right.
There, because of the different ways that you write the scripts and show how sometimes just really subtly changing the way you look at things can really change how you feel. And
yep.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful idea,
and,
to get that out there.
And service, you know, I mean, you can't outgive the universe. So, you know, give out, you get back, and, you know, you don't do things to, you know, for that reason, but do things that are going to improve other people's lives. And there's a lot of people that need assistance right now. They need to be inspired. They need to see something positive.
I agree. Yeah,
it's
so true.
It's important. Yeah.
And, you know, for people listening, you can get Deborah's book, Change Your Life, on Amazon.com. Get the paperback version there, which I love because I like writing notes in the margins. And then they
mm-hmm.
also have, the Kindle version of it, too. And so you can get that as well. I have both, actually. I like having both.
Yeah,
it's so funny because... Yeah, it's so funny because that way I have it with me wherever I go, the Kindle version. But the other good thing
also
about having the paper one is that you can write in it, and you've got questions in the different concept chapters, and answer them right there in the book as well.
Yeah. Well, you can also go to my website, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Oakland, .com. And you can also sign up. I have my newsletter, which I write. I write in every month. I only send it out the first of every month. I don't inundate people with a lot in their email boxes. I just do it once a month. It's always inspiring. And they get my free ebook and a gift as well. But it's just good because it keeps you motivated. And I know my friend Kathy's listening today, and she always loves. It's so sweet. She's always telling me how much she loves my newsletter. And I get a lot of compliments and a lot of people just saying, wow, that really made a difference. I love your newsletter. And, you know, sometimes you think about, is it worth continuing to do this? But at the end of the day,
well, you know what?
It is.
I love it, too. And I think I've told you that a bunch of times that you can never tell
you
anybody
have.
Enough. Or too many times. And I look forward to it. And I love, 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 love that it's once a month, like you said. Because the
mm-hmm.
people that send weekly, and then sometimes several times weekly emails,
mm-hmm.
it's just, we all get overwhelmed. There's just so many emails that people send. But yours are
mm-hmm.
always worth it, and I'm always looking forward to them. And you're right. I don't know how you do it, but you almost always have them right at the first of the month. So you must start the next
it's always
month right
on the
away.
First. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I wish. Well, in my next newsletter, this show will be featured.
Oh,
your
cool.
your our show here.
You know, you are such an amazing example of someone who is what Live Your Music is about, because your music is what you feel inspired to do, and it can be in a lot of different ways. It's not just one way. I've talked to some people about it that don't really get that, but the thing is it doesn't have to be just one thing. And
mm-hmm.
even just, oh, you know what I just remembered? Even one degree of change, that's what made me think of it, is you, in your chapter about love, you talk about the one degree of change and how much difference that can make what was it, traveling to Hawaii by sailboat or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think that little changes aren't going to make a difference, but they do.
They make a huge difference. I think a lot of people think when they need to change something, they have to make this big leap, this big jump, and they're like, oh, this isn't going to work. It's too daunting, or it's going to change my life too much, or it's going to upset this person. All you need to do is change a little bit, just a degree, and that
right.
will shift everything, and the conclusion or whatever it's going to end up being, it will shift it.
Right.
And love has everything to do with it. Like Lucille Ball said, love yourself, everything else falls into line. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world.
And you know, you also have to love yourself to enjoy the world. You know, that's
you sure
the
do.
Other thing.
Mm-hmm. And
you know,
also, I mean, emotional, you know, a balanced outlook on life. You know, we need some balance in our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And love helps provide that.
Right. It just, God, I don't know. Love, and loving yourself is, so many people have trouble with it. And what I found, for me, that worked for me several years ago is, got a tickle in my throat, is to say I love myself, capital S self, you know, with a space between the my and the self, because then it's your inner being, not just, you know, your body.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also write in this chapter, a golden rule to ponder. When denying love of yourself, you are denying love to others, placing yourself on the path to imbalance. In accepting ourselves and actively loving who we are and who we are capable of becoming, we evolve. In denial of this love, we flail around in darkness. And this is a path, and it invariably leads to falling into a whirlpool of self-pity, getting swallowed into a dark hole devoid of light. The less you love, you allow, the less love you allow into your life, starting with love of yourself, the more likely you are to fall into, you know, depression or dark places. And when you learn to love and accept yourself unconditionally, you give yourself permission to silence the negative inner critic, which is the ego.
Wow. I love that. I love, God, I am so glad that I reread that. And now I've got to reread the whole book, though, because I'm realizing that it's been long enough ago that, no, seriously, and I mean that in a good way. I mean, I'm glad that it inspired me to reread it, because the books that are my favorites, that are treasures in my library, and I consider yours to be one of those, are ones
that... Oh, thank
that,
you.
You're welcome. They're ones that I'm going to read more than once, for sure. In fact, lots of times. And each time I notice more, I notice different things maybe because of what I'm feeling or experiencing in my life. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know. I feel like I got so much more than I always liked that that concept and that chapter when I read it before, but it seemed like it just really hit home this time.
I wrote it and it hits me differently every time I read it. You know, because like you say, when you're in a different space in your life, it affects you differently. You pick up something else or something that you're supposed to see.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And what I love about love, which is so important, is by loving yourself, you're
mm-hmm.
acting in harmony with the universe. And that's one of the most important things that people forget. Everything is energy. And this universe moves and there's a flow to it. And when you're angry, you notice if you go out and you feel really just crappy and you just feel grouchy and nobody smiles at you, you just feel horrible. And when you go out and you're happy and you're perky, everybody smiles at you and you're like, wow,
mm-hmm.
the world seems so happy today, but you don't realize it's coming from you.
Right.
And it's
right.
being, it's going out to other people and they're feeling it.
Mm, yeah, that's
you know,
so true.
One of the parts in this chapter is, and I remember this friend said to me, love people when they are least lovable, because that's when they need it the most. So she was telling me about someone that she cared deeply for who's continually blaming their self-created reality on others, because we create it all. We do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
With the understanding her friend needed, you know, positivity, loving support and guidance to see the true source of the negativity, there was this positive turnaround and a happy ending to her movie. And sometimes we just need to help someone through it and be there for them when things are tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not letting them put a ticker tape of it over and over and over. And if they won't change what they're saying and they just keep spewing the same thing and they're not listening or even trying to change, you got to walk away. I mean, you can't keep doing it. Or just tell them, you know, unless you're willing to change, I can't keep listening to this story.
Right.
Because it's not benefiting you or me. And, you know, I mean, if you don't want to change, then don't ask advice.
Well, you know, and you know, said something ask. I think that's really key that I want to stress there is that it's a story that they're telling about what
it
happened
is.
Or what can happen, and they can also change that story, as you so beautifully show throughout the book with your examples that you have in there. And you know,
well, they're living
I,
from the outside in. You know, they're not living from the inside out. They're living from the outside in, and that's when they give their power away.
Right. You know, I keep having this image come into my mind, my memory of when I was on an airplane. I was working on edits for the book when you were first writing it, or I was first doing the layout before you published it. But anyway, I remember being on an airplane, and of course you see all the people that are watching movies, right, on the little screens in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking around and looking at the different movies that people are watching. You know, some are watching really dark ones, and some are watching really light and happy ones. And, I mean, it just, you know, it made me think about how would I want to design my life as a movie? How would I want it to be, and where would I want it to be, and how would I want it to sound, look, feel? You know, who would I want to have in the cast? Definitely you, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, who do you want to have in your cast? And you know, you can bring them in, and they can audition. And sometimes it works out, and sometimes it doesn't. But when it's time for their part to end in your movie, it's also good to let them go, because they need to go experience new things and maybe be a lead in someone else's movie.
Right. Well, I'm glad that Dudley and my husband Dudley and our son Xander are still meant to be in my movie, because we have so much fun. We're like this fun-loving tripod.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Cody now, how long have you two been married? You guys have been married for a long time.
Oh, I don't know,
too.
34 years? I forget. I'm supposed to.
Yeah,
I'm
for
so
us,
bad
it's
going to
be 39 this year in June.
Oh,
so next year's
man.
40.
Yeah.
We've been having all these 40 anniversary things, you know, because we had 40 years of Dudley's business starting, the Nader Design and Photography was.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. And then we had, that was last year. We had that, of course, during an amazing year to have that. But I said, look, let's celebrate it and create these cards that show the different decades and what we were designing and how we were designing it during those different decades. And So, you know, when you look back on your life.
Impressive work. I mean, Dudley's work. Wow. I mean, incredible.
Oh, I know. He's
quite a
just amazing.
Quite a career.
Yeah, yes. I know. He blows me away. I mean, you know, I do layout for interiors. I do sometimes do work with the pictures and the text and that sort of thing. And I go with him on photography jobs, and I'll go, oh, look, this looks like it'd be really good picture, you know. And I love taking pictures with my iPhone, so those are the ones that I post. But yeah, I mean, it's just so amazing, you know, when you start looking at things through the eye of a designer, through the eye of an artist, through the eye of of a scriptwriter or movie director too, you know, back to choosing the movie though that you want to create. What
else?
Yeah,
and it's up to you. I mean, you know, it's up to us. We're all creating little movies in the bigger picture of the outer world. But how do you want to show up in yours? You know, one of my favorite books, The Journey to Oneness, is everything present in your awareness is a reflection of your own state of beingness. Quell the turbulent seas of the ego self. This is simply a movie playing out a symbolic representation of a set of vibrational variables for the reference of a pinpoint of consciousness. And that is a powerful statement.
Oh, yeah. When I was reading that, I'm glad you brought that up about the ego self. That was a really interesting concept to me that I hadn't really picked up on the first time I read it.
And ego means different things to different people, and sometimes you need a little bit of it. But this is talking about the turbulent seas of the ego self.
Right. It is interesting how you do need a little bit of both. I just recently read Anita Morjani's new book, Sensitive is the New Strong. Have you read that yet?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's a really good book. But she talks about empaths in there and about, like, you know, how if you had knobs that you can turn up the empath or turn up the ego or turn them down. It's like some people are all ego and no empath, and some people who are empaths need a little bit of ego so that they don't get trampled on. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
so they don't blow up all at once because they couldn't just deal with regular life. You know, they just let people stomp all over them.
Yeah,
and that doesn't do any good.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, and
I
remember my mom used to do that. She sometimes, you know, I mean, she was the most loving and kind and wonderful person, and she had five of us. I'm the first of five kids, and every once in a while, she would just lose it, I think, you know, because she would put it all in the skinny jacket, and all of a sudden, it's like saying all of our names in a row, you know, and even getting the names wrong sometimes, you know, or whatever, but, you know, and then it would be gone, you know, I mean, it would be not what she was doing anymore. You know, she's been an angel now since 2006, as you know, I call her my angel in the sun, but her 90th birthday would be tomorrow.
Well, happy birthday to your mom. I know how much you loved her. Love her.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I do. I do. And tomorrow, this is so exciting, Deborah. We're going to go to Soundtech Studio, Robert's studio, and we're recording a song we wrote called Angels in the Sun for our mom.
Oh, that's
all
perfect.
All the other angels that are up in the sun, because I always feel like her love shining down on us. And it just makes me feel so good when I look at the sun or go out in the sun and... So anyway,
nice.
Yeah, we're going to do that tomorrow, work on that, and finish up our songs Smile and Free Fall, which are really cool, too. I can't wait for everybody to get to hear them, but they're not done yet.
Well, he knows.
Yeah.
Well, talking about love and life, the quote that says, there are only four questions of value in life. Don Octavio, what is sacred? Of what is a spirit made? What is worth living for? What is worth dying for? The answer to each is the same, only love. And that was Jeremy Levin, and screenwriter, and Don Juan DeMarco. And I love that. It's only love.
Yeah, love is also...
Also
where courage comes from, too, because courage is from the heart. And is there a quote in your chapter about that, too, I think, about love and giving you courage? I can't remember if that was in there or if I saw it somewhere else. But
not sure. Let me think about that for a minute. But when people ask themselves, like, how many qualities of love demonstrate themselves in the different scenes in your movie, you know, do you have a classic love story with some comedy thrown in? Is it a suspense, drama filled with surprises? you know, or is it a horror film? You know, what kind of movie are you in?
Yeah, unfortunately, some people are horror film. But
they are.
And some people actually like to watch those kind of movies. I personally avoid them myself, but yeah, there are some people that do like to watch those kind of movies. So, I mean, everybody
yeah.
gets their choice of what kind of movie they want to have and whether they want it. I want mine to be a musical.
Yeah, well, you guys are so into music, and you know, it's wonderful.
Yeah, well,
you know, I'm not that person. Cody's a music guy. You know, you could play anything, and he'll tell you exactly who it is because he has that ear for music, for sound. I couldn't tell you. I'm like, okay, I don't know. One of the quotes that I do have, it's, I think I only put my own quotes at the beginning of each chapter. But what I do have, and I said, when the waters of life want to carry us back into the arms of divine love and light, we must not cling to this shore in fear. But I don't know if anyone's interested. If you go to my website, I have a whole area there. It's called Inspiration, and all of my quotes are there. There's over 100. And I have a lot of them on love. And life goes on, seasons change. The world continues on a timeless journey. Our souls continue to experience the human experience with all its ups and downs. How we choose to experience it, our choice. Two ways forward, love or fear. Let love lead the way, and you will find true peace and joy. And I just have so many quotes on love, creativity, human potential. You know, it just goes on and on. Courage is the first one.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if anybody's interested, those are there for
people. I highly recommend go to DeborahOakland.com, DeborahOakland.com, and check it out. And also you have archives of past newsletters there too, right, and articles that you've written on your website.
Yeah, if
and,
they click on a specific category, I also have all of my and about, if you go to media, it's all of my radio shows. In fact, I have to put the last one in, which I have not done, but the first one that comes up is you.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that last time you were on was in November of 2019, and I've re-listened to that one a few times myself, and I just loved the conversation we had about conscious choice,
yeah.
I think it was, during that one.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah,
yes.
it was really, really, I always love having you on the show. It just,
thank
I never
you.
Know exactly what we're going to talk about, but we always have things to say that to each other that remind me of things that help me be happy and help me enjoy life. And so I love just listening to the replays and hearing it again, hearing what you had to say. So thank you so much for all of the ways you inspire me and inspire so many people. You just are amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for all the work you did on the book, you know. And little things we'll probably still continue to fix. A couple little typos.
You know,
you've
got such a good eye. You've got such a good eye that you've picked up so many things. And that's one of the other lessons about doing layout for books and newsletters and things like that, is everybody notices different things. So everybody that – it's good to have as many different eyes look at it as possible because – everybody notices different things. But I'll tell you what, I haven't noticed anything big that we would change.
No.
Definitely.
No,
I don't even remember
everything.
Noticing anything small. I mean, some of the small things that you notice, I don't even see. But
I have a couple, but it's all the things the editors missed, the original editors didn't even see any of these things. And I guess I'm just kind of picky.
You know what? In my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, I'm been rereading that too, you know, just a couple pages a day, and it's amazing how often I'll say, oh my gosh, that shouldn't be plural, or that should be plural, or this, you know what I mean? It's like there's like every once in a while, because of when, thanks to computers and being able to write on computers and edit on computers, sometimes you'll end up missing something, you know. But that's the way it goes, you know. I mean, I don't know. Even when I read novels by novelists where they have, like Nora Roberts or people like that, I still find sometimes words that are wrong or typos or things like that. Not very often, granted, but, you know, it does happen. Anyway.
New York Times bestsellers, I see typos. But anyway, enough about that.
We've only got 4 minutes left. So what would you like to talk about during our last 4 minutes?
Well, there's a quote I love by Hafiz. Even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, "You owe me." Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky. And that is so telling. I mean, again, it's just telling you everything.
That is one of my most favorite quotes. But I just love that quote, and I remember seeing that in there today, and I'm so glad you remembered to mention it. Would you say it again? Because
I
think you really need to absorb those words. So.
Okay. Even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, "You owe me." Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky. It's by Hafiz, H-A-F-I-Z. I love him.
Yeah.
And there's another one
too,
by Lao Tzu. I don't know how you say Lao Tzu.
Yeah,
being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. I think that might have been the quote you were thinking of about
it
courage.
It is. That's the one. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Say it again, okay, because I want that to really sink into people because it's so true.
Being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. Lao, L-A-O-T-Z-U, Tzu. I'm not sure how you say it, but I love that quote as well.
Yeah.
Because it's just, they're powerful. They're very powerful.
You know, I say this often, and I think I have it at least 3 times in my book, that none of us is smart enough to remember everything we know. We all need reminders. And the more we know, the more reminders we need so that we can do what we know works and to help us feel happy. So,
Yes.
One of the reasons to read books and also listen to them and also reread them, though, and make notes of them and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Oh.
So very true. But thank you for having me on the show. I'm very appreciative. And I always love talking to you.
Aww.
It's inspiring to me, and we always find interesting topics to talk about that do make a difference in people's lives.
I hope so. I mean, you know, that's why I host this show, podcast. I don't know, people are calling them podcasts now. Podcast, show, whatever it is because I want people to hear inspiring ideas and reminders and to be reminded that they, too, have music in them and that they can live their music. And a lot of that comes from getting quiet enough to realize what really matters to you and what sparks joy for you. It's something I like to ask a lot on Instagram is, what sparks joy for you? Because those are the things that our heart wants us to do. And
sure is.
Joy. You spark so much joy, though. I mean, I love seeing your posts that you put on Instagram and on Facebook and the beautiful pictures that are in the slideshow.
I try and put anything positive that I can. I don't to post anything negative or controversial because it does no good. People pretty much feel and so I try and inspire people, and I like to be associated with people like you that inspire me. So it makes your day so much more peaceful and happy. And if I see people fighting and arguing and being nasty, I don't engage with any of them.
No, that's one of the best things is don't comment, don't like it, don't put any comments on it because it'll show up in the newsfeed again. But if you do like it, and comment because then you will see it. more from those people that inspire you. Oh, Deborah, mm-hmm. thank you for being you and for being on again. And
oh, thanks.
Thank you for all the ways you live your music. I really, really
appreciate
you.
I'm very appreciative to have met you.
Oh.
And
we're out of time. So bye for now, Deborah. Bye for now, everyone. Everybody out there listening, share the show and also live your music. Bye for now.